Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, look at this. I just noticed we're looking for summer interns.
Oh.
Yeah, already.
It's I'm so happy. We have some great interns right now, too. Mm-hmm. Good kids. It's just great to see the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So if you are thinking, hey, hanging out at a radio station might be something I'd want to do, it starts at 4:30. Or 5 o'clock. It's real, like there's no getting around. There's no showing up at 9.
No.
We're pretty much done by then. So it's, you know, it's not an easy internship, but it's a fun internship. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You hang out. There's all kinds of perks to being an intern at Alice. Email uzette@radioalice.com. Uzette is spelled UZETTE. Pro tip, no misspellings in your initial contact with her because she will delete your email if anything's misspelled. I'm not kidding. So our summer intern program, listen, you know, have your mom look it over and make sure everything's spelled
out. Don't have your mom send it, okay?
You know what? Yeah. It is a good lesson. You should, anything you send out should be checked. You're not texting your friends.
No, you're applying for a job.
Right.
Alice has your tickets to the U2 Experience and Innocence Tour. This is coming to our area May 8th. It'll be at the SAP Center. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. And we are giving away tickets. We are U2 Central here at the Alice. 9, noon, and 5 today and tomorrow. This is your first chance. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets to see U2. Call now.
925. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, remember when Holman got black tongue? Was that from kombucha?
Yep.
Holman.
Yes.
Remember
I'm
when
counting.
You got black furry tongue? What was it called? Black fungal tongue?
Black fungal tongue.
What was it called?
That from?
Look
was
it up.
Was that from kombucha?
1, 2, 3.
I think it was, but it was a different kind. Really?
Yeah. Listen, it's basically foot fungus
spazzy.
Mixed with tea allowed to rot.
Spazzy.
Yeah.
Add a drop of alcohol. It's
Well, oh,
some
yeah.
people do apparently really
yeah,
like
it. Yeah, what was the black tongue thing?
There's no name for it, but it's just says
black hairy tongue.
A black hairy tongue is caused by too much bacteria or yeast.
Mm.
And usually, you know, kombucha has a lot of bacteria in it
for your
gut.
Right. I feel like my gut has enough bacteria.
Well, it's probiotics.
Okay. I can take that little tiny pill.
Says ketchup and mayo, it's called Thousand Island dressing.
Does Thousand Island also have like any?
I think it has relish in it.
Yeah, relish.
Yeah, that
and that's
right.
the mm-hmm. thing.
Right.
So. Oh, someone said, Hooman, buy a pair of spin shoes. You spend so much money on enemas and massages.
I
Come
know,
on.
Get your own shoes. It doesn't bother him that he has to borrow someone else's shoes. But really, if it's $6 a time and they're only $50, I mean, you recoup that pretty fast if you're going to cycling classes all the time.
Well, and then you got your own style and shoes, too. You walk in going click, 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 click. I'm here.
Where can I click in?
Never let Vincent choose music again.
Oh, stop it. It was Vinny's birthday song.
Yeah.
It was a gift from our boss, Michael Martin.
That was so much fun to turn on the radio and hear institutionalized. Shot me right back to high school for a moment. Happy birthday, Vinny.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That was the most painful song ever, Vinny. It started out fun, and then I realized that
by the third verse,
longer.
I was like,
if it's losing
yelling
Sarah,
at me.
Everybody else is gone too. Great.
Well, listen, I gave it the whole college try. It was just as I was about to turn it off that it ended.
It should be Vinny's birthday every day. That song rocked. Lots of people about the music, so that was fun. You just pump my morning up.
That's
Add
good.
This to the Friday montage.
There you go.
No, don't do
it's
that.
It's time for a freshener on that thing. There's a few songs that could go.
And, shoot me your requests. And
I don't have any requests. I just think that we could, you know, drop some stuff. That could go in, like a little chunk of that.
All right.
You know.
That's a request.
Mom, I just really want a Pepsi.
Okay, Ben, I'm only staying on the station to listen to this because I love you so much. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice. They hung to hear your song.
I bet they turned it down. They didn't stay.
You never know. Maybe you converted some people and some new fans.
Boy, so many birthdays. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Even the missus goes, you're never there on your birthday.
I never get to celebrate it with you. I think you were here on your official 40th.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, and it hasn't been since then. We did a huge bash.
You guys crushed
bash.
Me that. You threw a it wasn't a bash. It was a funeral.
It was.
Yeah, that's
you threw
true.
A funeral for me.
Yeah.
It was a really fun time.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to like
so
it.
So much stuff.
And those T-shirts are still floating around and haunting me every now and then, which is...
You keep finding them every time you move, the big box of T-shirts, yeah.
Hey, tell these guys behind us, Rudy and Tommy, how Vinny started off his morning when he drove into the garage and what was waiting for him.
He drives into the garage and he goes to get in the elevator. Have you guys ever come in through the elevator?
We have video of it, don't we?
Yeah, there's still some up at Radio Alice.
So we had a guy dressed up as the Grim Reaper standing in the... So at, his day started... When the doors opened, and there's the Grim Reaper standing there who abducted him and took him to the remote location.
And you guys know how
waiting.
The elevators are painted red. Yes. So he looks like he's going to hell. And Vinny goes, ah, and turns the other way, and the Grim Reaper goes running after him.
He actually, before Vinny made it to the elevator, one of our coworkers at KCBS opened it up, and she almost had a heart attack.
That's actually the one that got the... Right. I actually just turned around and took off.
He did. He literally just runs the other direction.
You can hear the Grim Reaper go, oh, get him, God, and they take off running after me. That's worth a look. That's a pretty fun video.
Do we have that up somewhere? Can we put that at the top of the page?
RadioAlice.com.
Okay, great.
You can find it there.
A little birthday vid. Let's hit it. Come on. Wherever you want. Oh, the little drummer boy.
Yeah, buddy.
Britain.
Hurry, you're missing it.
I'll fade it out because it goes on for a while and I know you don't have too much time, right?
All right, before we get to the movie review, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Yuzette to the movie review. Welcome, Yuzette.
Thanks, Yuzette. I told him I wanted to have a second to mention we had a listener, Gregory Wilker from Prankster Entertainment, that sent us some copies of a movie that he had been working on from some local people here in the Bay Area. It's called Baja, and it's a kind of a fun road trip comedy where kids spend a lot of time. They tell their parents they're going to sell their RV, their luxury RV. They say they're going to drive it to Mexico so the parents could drive it back, so it's just a one-way trip.
Oh.
But it's a luxury thing, and of course, kids, they do all these funny things. So it's quirky kind of movie, fun. It's filmed in Baja. And I wanted to mention one of the guys that caught my name, why I liked it so much, Mark Margolis, who played in Breaking Bad. He was Theo. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh.
So he was really funny. And also, there's another local person. His name is Greg Landau. He's a Grammy-nominated producer of Latin music. He's done a lot of things here in the Bay Area. La Mission, I don't know if anyone saw that movie with Benjamin Bratt, but that was a big one. And he also teaches some music at CCSF. And University College of Santa Cruz.
Oh.
So local guys.
So a lot of local
angles. So Baja is the name of the movie, and it's opening up in 2 theaters tomorrow.
So limited release? Is it plans to go big, or is it just...
We'll see.
Okay.
You know, it's tough with these smaller movies. Opening tomorrow at Venice 14 and Century Northgate in San Rafael.
Big.
So again, the movie's name is Baja. It's a really cute movie. Give it a try.
Okay. Do you have a screener hanging around?
I do.
I'll watch that.
Okay.
Real quickly before we get to Rampage, I also want to mention I saw the McEnroe Borg movie with Shia LaBeouf.
You loved it?
It's very, if you love tennis, you'll like it because it shows you, you know, what it took for these guys to become who they were as adults and the big match and what was on the line. But it's a very reflective movie. Lots of silence, lots of You know, facial expressions, lots of...
No, not a lot of yelling. Is Shia playing
McEnroe?
And so does he do the full yelling and all that
stuff? There should have been more yelling. There wasn't enough yelling. Not enough yelling for my liking.
It's
you know, and I have to say more than 50% of it seemed to focus in on Borg anyway, so... The other movie I want to mention is Joaquin Phoenix is in a film called You Were Never Really Here. It opens tomorrow as well, and he won Best Actor at the Cannes Film Festival for this role. And the woman who wrote it also directed it. She won the best screenplay. It's supposed to be pretty violent. I think I'm going to go see it next week, but it's definitely worth a mention. All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called Rampage.
Hold on. Should we quickly first introduce your co-reviewer, Tommy Igo?
Didn't we do that with the intro we played?
I don't know.
Did we? I don't know.
Hi,
I feel
Tommy.
Like
you
might
you?
Have.
It was so long ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel like, you know, I want to make sure everybody knows Tommy Igo's in the house.
The little buzz light. That's it.
Tommy Igo, the professional drummer, everyone.
Professional drummer.
Professional. Well,
paid for his drumming. Yeah. that's
what a way to make a living.
Are you a sponsored drummer?
You mean endorsed?
Like, are you a Gretsch drum guy?
I am heavily endorsed, yes.
You are?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Hit your sponsors.
Yamaha.
Yamaha
drums.
And what cymbals?
Well, Yamaha everything. Everything Yamaha makes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Zildjian cymbals.
Oh. I hear they're good.
They are
drumsticks,
very good.
Particular drumsticks?
Interesting fact about Zildjian, the oldest family-owned business in America.
Oh.
Yeah, like 1726 or something.
They were making cymbals? Or was that like in the days when they needed to make Liberty Bells
they
and
were,
things like
no,
that?
No, they were a Turkish family, because that's what cymbals were Turkish, you know? So they were actually a Turkish family that came here and started making cymbals here.
Though. I thought you'd think it'd be a wheelbarrow or something like that. A horseshoe company.
But they made like an alloy and banged it and it became like a thing, you know, for like churches and stuff and whatever, you know, and stuff. But then, you know, the drum set was invented at the end of the 19th century and cymbals became big business. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. More than you've ever wanted to know about drums and cymbals. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Is there anything else I can bore you with today before we get into the Rampage?
No, you can just bore us with the movie review.
Yeah, okay. Well, that won't be very hard, but considering the movie that we saw. So.
Here's your review of a film called Rampage. So, Dwayne Johnson, Joe Manganiello.
Oh, I love him.
Sofia Vergara's boyfriend or whatever. And Malin Ackerman. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the chick
know.
On Billions.
That's right. So in this film, the United States bans the development of a certain genetic formula anywhere on Earth. The United Nations does. So this one company decides to develop the formula on a space station. When things go badly, the formula just happens to fall from the space station back to Earth, infecting a gorilla, a wolf, and an alligator. Can The Rock stop these creatures before... they destroy Chicago.
Oh,
don't play it.
What just happened to you over there?
Wait.
No, he wasn't finished with the sentence.
There's an alligator in Chicago? These are all in Chicago?
Well, they swim. Well, what happens is they have sonar abilities because they got mixed in with some bat DNA, and they're going towards a beacon that's in Chicago.
Oh, that's a big spoiler. You just gave away literally 75% of
the movie. She's asking why is there an alligator in Chicago.
Talking about, he's like, don't spoil. There it is.
So, Tommy, the film starts in space. The film starts in space. How was the opening scene? Did it work? Did it set the tone?
All right. The opening scene is a cruel teaser, because you're thinking this film, and I literally almost turned around to you and said this. I said, wow, this is not going to suck. The opening sequence, I was like, wow, hear it, man, this is not sucking. This isn't sucking. We were so excited. And then the bottom dropped out after this phenomenal opening sequence, and then everything. Bam.
Well,
it was gone.
Let's not jump the gun here. Tommy, there's no avoiding it. You got The Rock. You got Joe Manganiello. How was the acting?
Oh, it was exactly like you'd expect it to be. It was, well, listen, he should not act.
Which one of them?
Dwayne.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, come on.
No.
Here's the thing. No, I dig him when it's funny and tongue-in-cheek and a wink. That's what I love him. And when he does that in his movie, it's great. But don't tell me, bro, that you did not look over at me when they started the one serious scene between the woman and the guy, and they were trying to actually connect emotionally and in intellectually, and it was just like watching a car go over the edge of a cliff. It was so bad. The script was bad. The acting was bad. It was so painful. Like, literally, Humans looked at me and went, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, 2 minutes of like, don't do that. They don't need to do
that. Just leave that part out.
Yeah, just be The Rock. Just be The Rock.
Well, let's talk about...
Because he's awesome when he's The Rock. He's like, he's so great, but don't act.
Is this one of the rare times where the amazing special effects actually save the film?
Not even close.
Yes, they do. I completely disagree. Yeah. There was this moment...
Save what film?
This film, the film that we saw. There's this moment where this crocodile grows to be, at least 100 feet.
Oh,
and
that
it's
seems
huge.
Dangerous.
And it's got special scales that protect it from missiles and stuff.
Oh,
anyway,
it does?
Yeah.
Well, it has sonar, so
It climbs the skyscraper in Chicago.
An alligator?
Exactly.
The look on your face is the look on my face as I was watching
the film. I'm like, wow, they really shot this well. I was, like, really captivated. How should people see this film?
How did we see it?
We saw it in IMAX, and I'm telling you, everyone, go see it in IMAX.
Well, if you're going to see it in IMAX, because it's definitely on a small screen. I can't even imagine making it through it. But then on a big screen, it was visually overwhelming.
At times, it was I mean,
so I brought a 12-year-old.
Tell me, I'm like, wow.
Right. I brought a 12-year-old with me, my stepson.
What did he think?
He gave it
five thumbs up.
He gave it 3.75 free throws because that's his rating system because he's a basketball player. So he gave it 3.75 free throws because he thought it was pretty good because he's 12.
Yeah.
And when you're 12,
you don't know.
You don't know. There was big scary monsters and people were yelling, people were running. There's a big thing. There's an alligator. There's a wolf. There's a gorilla, and everybody's yelling and screaming. And at the end, everybody's okay.
Tommy, was this movie funny?
It's a rock movie.
It's a rock movie.
Was this movie funny or should it have been funnier?
It should have been a lot funnier. So you and I saw Thor, Ragnarok, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that's a perfect example of like everybody's winking, everybody's smiling, no one's taking themselves too seriously, and it's funny. That's what this needed to be. You know when he chokes the guy out? I'm not going to give it away because it's in the trailer. When he goes and says, that's a big arm, don't fight it.
He's
choking the guy out and he says, that's a big old arm, don't fight the arm, right? That's perfect. It should have been, the whole thing should have been that. And then it would have been great.
He just wants to be a serious actor,
I don't know. Man,
be something.
He's in the Stallone or Schwarzenegger vein. No, don't.
Can't disagree.
Don't.
Sum it all up.
Do you guys think he's just grabbing at any movie that comes his way?
Well, he produced this one.
Oh, he
and
did?
He gets paid so much
for
this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and roles don't last forever.
No.
I mean, he's on a roll. And
sure.
When he did Baywatch, I was like, that's the worst film I've seen in a long time. But
I thought you thought that was kind of funny.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Oh.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this. I thought this film,
I don't know.
What it lacked in plot and made up with in special effects. If you go into this film, realize it's about a giant wolf that flies.
Wolf can fly.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
He glides. When he gets like secret squirrel powers.
Yeah, exactly. He's got squirrel powers. We don't want to tell you about the squirrel powers, but we just did.
Have realistic expectations.
There's
no spoiler to give.
I enjoyed it. I'm not going to give it 3.75 free throws. I'm going to give it 3 and
you liked it.
2/3 Persian rugs.
Oh, you did like it in
the
end.
Yeah, I did. I liked it.
Tommy?
Well, the cowbell rating system, as you know, is the standard movie rating system. We're going to find out exactly what it is right now. And you get one cowbell for this.
Oh.
Now, because if you don't...
Let's hear it.
I'm sorry. You got one cowbell. Right. They could have just... They should have just made it fun. They should have just made it, like, fun. It should not have been serious. It just reminded me of Jurassic World, where it was just an excuse for people to see... things yelling. There was no science. There was no
I liked wit. Jurassic World, so I'll probably like this.
Well, I like Jurassic Park because of the whole like science underpinning.
The first one was really good,
yeah,
I thought too.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then Jurassic World came out, there was no science, there was no wit.
He was friends with Blue.
Yeah, he was friends.
That was fun.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I know.
And this guy and The Rock is friends with George, who's the big gorilla. You know, they have that little thing. And
they can sign.
Right. And they can sign.
Oh, fun. So he doesn't lose his friendship.
If you want to see a monkey flipping infected. Off the rock for half a movie,
that's it right there.
Oh, no, another spoiler.
Oh, you guys are really...
No animals were harmed in the filming of this film.
Well, I was going to ask you that
question. Humans are
going
to have to sit through it, right? So,
what do you want to say to the people that are afraid that this is sending a bad message to, you know, harming animals?
What? Is somebody really seriously
saying
that?
People
what?
Are really upset about this
oh
film because
God,
of that.
Oh, my God, you've got to be kidding. It's a mutant wolf and a gorilla.
What about the crocodile?
And a crocodile. Yeah, so what? So what are they upset about that they had to put...
Well, it's just sending a message.
So if some...
What message?
Like, that you know,
don't
that we have to kill mutant animals. That's the message.
Don't kill
and
mutant
I think that's
animals.
A solid,
I agree.
That's a solid message. You see a mutant animal, you kill it.
Is there going to be a Rampage 2?
Probably.
I'm going to say, hell yeah, there's one Jesus. Animal they didn't kill. I don't want to give it away.
Oh. Well, this was an arcade game. This was an arcade game, right?
Oh, you know, so. My God.
Yeah, all about right. a gorilla. Right.
Tommy Igo, as all always, right. it's wonderful
Thank
to see
you,
you
so
in
much.
Here. I'm glad you could be here on right. Vinny's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rudy and I have decided we're doing a movie review on our own because Hooman won't go with us to see a scary big boy movie.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, you should do that.
You should we totally
Rudy
do that.
Rudy and I have decided that we're going to do a movie
I
review
like it.
Because Hooman won't go see yeah. a big boy oh, yeah. scary movie. So that we're going to do one on our own.
Do
it.
In your face, Hooman. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening today. Thanks to Tommy Igo, to Rudy Ortiz, to Scott Capurro, and to Vinny for being born on this day.
Thank you guys for, you know what? I just want to say, you know, I'm not really into turning 49.
Yeah.
But it was nice of you guys to recognize my day, and I appreciate you
we
so
tried
much.
To not overdo
it. And it wasn't over
it.
The top, but it was nice enough, and I feel good. And, you know, I get up, and the house is... pitch black, so it's not like there was a whole celebration when I left the house. So.
Well, maybe when you get home today,
well, it doesn't
instead
matter.
Of surfing, everyone could meet you at the house with cake. And...
Because you, I have you guys, and you
oh.
recognize me, and I'm stoked. So, and now I'm going to go surf alone, so, you know, I won't see
a perfect day.
Right, it's perfect.
All right, have a great one, and we'll see you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.